We are actually joined with one of our other DJs from the particular website. If you're listening to huttonorbital.com, then you will, well, you are, sorry, obviously you're not listening to me. But one of our DJ boxes that's relatively new is, of course, the Alien Anthems broadcast. Now, Alien was about, I seem to have lost her. Right, well, if she, oh no, so I guess I can't see, here she comes. So we are going to be joined the studio for a quick chat by Alien. Hello, Alien. I was just saying, do you want to sort of tell people, because you've got the Alien Anthem section and yes. Runs most days. What's the time slot, do you know?
10 till day, weekdays, and then it goes Saturday nights.
That's right, yeah. So it changes, it does change a couple of days, which is good. I'm just having a quick look to see how this might bounce us back at ourselves. There we go. Yeah, Aliens Amazing Anthems is on from 10 a.m. till noon. And I have to say, I was listening to it the other day there and heard an absolute couple of stoating tunes that just really kind of pick me up. Songs that you might not have heard for a long time, little anthems from our youth. And some of them are just really good songs that don't deserve to go that way of the forgotten many.
They deserve to be preserved like Eurovision hits of yesteryear.
Oh yes, we were working on that just earlier on today, weren't we? We were trying to find the... We've got a section of all Eurovision winners from the entirety of Eurovision, I think. And I've got quite a lot of the recent years' collections, which is a claim to shame. But Aileen, how far back does your collection of Eurovision songs go?
I have yet to catch up with the last 2 years, so that's this year and last year, but I have every Eurovision entry from when it started.
Now, that's dedication. I'm not quite sure if it's just dedication or if maybe there's a degree of help that you might require for that. But yes.
Yeah, my sanity kind of flew out the window.
Just a tad, you know, just a tad. But, you know, some of the songs, I mean, we were comparing notes earlier on about our favourite songs in the last sort of years, and I absolutely loved Lasha Tupai, which was the Ukraine entry where they wrapped themselves in tinfoil and told everyone to dance in, which really makes me giggle no matter what. And, of course, France that year did the whole... came on singing a song with a sort of beach ball globe under his arm and then inhaled all the helium from it and continued singing. I mean, you don't get that on Top of the Pops.
No. No.
So, yes, we've got, say, quite a few things coming on at the moment. So you're not going to be taking part in the combat training tonight?
No, I'm grinding the Empire rep. Go and get myself a Conda. Not a Conda, a Clipper.
I did see a post in the forums, I think you'd highlighted it earlier on today, that was talking about the... Crikey, what was it now? It was that don't waste your time grinding missions when you can just find a good station that has lots of sort of cash donations and that will help you get up the ranks quicker.
Quite a few commanders have found that instead of doing the missions, you just sit at a station that's got, say, three factions that are aligned with the Empire and you just keep doing charity missions. And I've been doing that all day today, and I've still not ranked up.
So, my next question to you was going to be, is there any truth in that? But I think you've just answered that question, that you're thinking you've yet to have the experience of there being any truth.
Yeah, how these people can get up to buying a Clipper in 4.5 hours, I don't know.
Sometimes I think these things, they're true for a while, or maybe they just didn't quite notice what their current ranking was, and it just seemed to be coincidence, but they were quite detailed.
Yeah, these things are changing over the development, because some of these posts go back to when it was in beta.
In which case, at that point, it's very possible that it was working that way, but it could be different now, so... But, you know, it's one of those things, if you fancy trying it, the forum... Which forum was it in? Was it in... Crikey, general discussion?
I think so. I have it saved, but...
No problems. So, if you want to go and try them, you do get a lot of these things if you just search for...
It's a dangerous discussion thread called Fast Ranking. by Samosa.
So search for that very carefully.
And that that original post by Samosa quotes several other people with different stats on ranking up. And that's for both Federation and Empire, so it can be quite useful.
That is a
sort of guide. Nothing set in stone, but a guide.
Yeah, well, maybe the thing is, you know, nobody... The problem is that sometimes we all get so excited about making fast progress that you forget about the fun of the grind. And I say that with very carefully chosen words, because it's not always fun. But actually, there's an awful lot of experience to be gained from doing the grinds and things. So it's one of these things that it's sometimes you're cheating yourself out by going the easy routes. Not that everyone, it's not the wrong way to go, but you could be missing out on some valuable stuff. And we're obviously here to try and encourage people to play together and to make those grinds less grindy by adding an element of fun. And if you're trading and doing things in a wing of four, then you're getting trade bonuses. You've also got that kind of opportunity where you're a less attractive target because you're not a sole trader. And so there's lots of benefits to be had by playing together. And hopefully by now your friends lists in the full game and in the beta are extremely full. Now, I'm going to play a little recording. Aliens heard this because the entire day we have been shouting at each other and calling each other's dirty old truckers, you Hutton trucker.
Filthy trucker.
Filthy trucker. And in fact, we're joined by a filthy trucker as well. Vin Dion has just popped in. Hello. You filthy trucker.
Yeah, this bloke walks up to me and he says, you Hutton trucker.
You Hutton trucker?
So we're going to play that clip and then we will be back after that with some news. Meanwhile, in a small booth in the Hutton Orbital Bar, two truckers are deep in conversation.
Tell you, the other day some ship flew up to me.
What? Ben Ryder?
Nah, I don't know who it was. And he said, you trucker.
Yeah?
I said, what? He said, you trucker.
Yeah, and you replied, you trucking arse.
I said, well, no, not straight away. I said, you trucker.
Yeah.
And then he said...
What did he come back with?
He come back, he says, you filthy trucker. I said, you calling me?
You're joking. He said, you filthy trucker.
Yeah, he said, you call me a trucker. You trucking... Oh, I said, you filthy trucker.
I should hope so. You filthy trucker.
I said, you filthy trucker. You trucking, come here and call me a filthy trucker.
I should say so.
I said, you trucker. I said, you filthy trucker. I said, who are you calling trucker filthy, you trucker?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, you Hutton trucker.
Well, you filthy trucker. Who are you to say to him that he was an Hutton trucker?
Well, what do you trucking think, mate? I trucking defending myself, weren't I?
Yeah, well, no. He comes up to you, calls you trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, what he said. You Hutton trucker. And you said back to him, you Hutton trucking filthy trucker.
I said, well...
Well, what do you expect him to say back, apart from, you trucking stupid Hutton trucker?
Well, I don't expect nothing, do I?
No.
But the trucker come back with, you Hutton trucker.
Well, Christ.
I said, you trucker? I said, you calling me a Hutton trucker?
Yeah.
You trucking? I said, you Hutton trucker.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I said, you filthy trucker.
Yeah, what?
I said like that.
Well, you said it like that, did you?
Yeah.
Yep, to him?
Yeah.
Well, or was he gone by then?
Nah, he trucking shot me.
Killed you, did he?
Yeah, filthy trucker.
Killed you dead, did he?
Nah, he trucking shot me. I said.
Well, you can't blame him, can you?
I said, you rotter.
Yeah.
And he went off.
Did he?
And he said, you trucker, again.
Well, it's the only way to deal with him, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I showed him, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you had to, didn't you? You had to stand up for what you stood for, didn't you? I mean...
The only time I remember a similar occasion was I was at Hutton, at an orbital.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was watching some CQC, and this bloke comes up to me and says, greetings, Commander.
Oh, no.
And I thought, Christ.
Yeah.
You know, this bloke comes up to me and he says, greetings, Commander.
Provocative trucker.
Trucking provocative.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean, greetings, Commander? And do you know what he come back with?
Yeah.
I said, I just meant greetings, he said. I sussed you out.
Yeah, right.
Right, for a starter.
Right.
Yeah, he, get this, right in a frame shift for a start. So I shot him in the engines, and he flew away. And as he flew away, he said, I said, don't you ear me, mate.
Yeah, I mean, he comes in with greetings, Commander, and then goes out with,
Yeah, I said, don't you ear me, mate. And I shot his trucking canopy in. And he went, stop. And I said, trucking, Earl.
I said, this is trucking too much, eh?
Don't you trucking stop me.
Yeah.
And I really shot his power plant in, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunged him right in the middle with a left laser.
Yeah.
And you know what? He still had the audacity to come out with. I'm dying. Well, what could I say to that? I just flew away. I left the situation. I wasn't going to be, you know, put upon that way.
Yeah, you weren't going to be dictated to, were you?
Well, no, well, why should I be dictated to?
No, exactly, no.
So, by some trucker who goes,
Proceeded with greetings, Commander.
Yeah, greetings, Commander. Was the worst thing. That's what got me going.
Filthy trucker. What an utter trucker.
What a trucker, eh?
What a stinky trucker. Next up for the news. Good evening and welcome to Hutton Orbital News. This is Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
In today's news, of which we have many, he said, stalling while he moved the window out of the way so he could find the right button. In today's news, Don Antonacci of Wolf 359 messages the truckers.
The fuel rats announce their support for the convoy.
So this gold community goal reaches tier 2.
And Rex Bottoms is found safe and well.
The Hutton truckers have received an unsavory package from Don Antonacci of Wolf 359. He is outraged that Hutton truckers are using the area around the system he claims as his home for his family of pirates and smugglers, and has called for support from all the other pirate families in the Milky Way to chase off the truckers. We will not be deterred from our battle with the Code and their allies.
The fuel rats are assembling a full refueling wing to support the Hutton convoy on the 10th of October this year. Routes are still hidden under Alvin's desk to keep them safe from those dastardly pirates. Gentlemen and ladies, remember, mum's the word, loose lips cost ships.
In happy news, thanks to the efforts of Hutton truckers, the campaign to introduce the gold facilities to Sothis have reached the second tier level. Despite many commanders running out of fuel en route and the slow progress made by a certain lave radio pilot, a large convoy from Hutton made their way there on Tuesday evening this week. Thank you, commanders. We salute you for your service. You're a fantastic bunch of truckers.
And finally, Rex Bottoms has been found safe and well. He is currently in rehabilitation after a harrowing episode, Planetside, and is being treated with Hutton Megagin, served in Hutton mugs, of course, to prevent the onset of the deadly Mod's disease.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And that was the news. Hey! Now we actually have, I think we've got the clip from the Don Antonacci, the leaked report that was sent into the station.
Well, yeah, before we go there, we had a terrible message earlier in the day that there were certain luminaries out there in the galaxy that had qualified themselves for Hutton mugs by actually bothering to fly to Hutton, you know, throughout the campaign. And we then received a rather hateful message from a dastardly Camorra pirate leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's most upset because we chose his backyard for the fight.
Oh.
His garden, his front lawn, his system, he claims it as his own, and he is most upset because not only are we fighting in his area, we did not send him a mug.
Ah, right, so it's my fault.
Well, we sent his next-door neighbour a mug. We sent his cousin a mug. We sent his auntie a mug. We sent his mother and father a mug. In fact, the only person we didn't send a mug to was the guy in charge of the place for having a fight.
How did we manage to overlook that? You'll have to have a wee word with Alvin. Alvin!
No, Alvin's quite clear on this one. He's very clear on the rules. If you didn't fly to Hutton, you're not getting a mug.
Oh, fair enough. Well, if he's not going to sit in his house moaning about it, then tough. I'll just take him on too. Bring it on, Don.
And Donacci. Yes, Don, well, the other thing is we've had people signing up all day. You don't need to sign up to come and join in the fight, but we've had people signing up all day saying, "Yar, I be a pirate," or, "I say, I'm a trucker." And we've had all day people putting messages up, what colour schemes they're flying in, what cookies they like to eat, what radio station they're listening to. That's this one, if you're a trucker. And yeah, they've been joining in all day, so we've got a good crowd coming on Saturday.
Excellent, so it's beginning to shape up now. I do know that Code have been in touch, and apparently they're at school until 4 p.m. and therefore they might be a little bit late because they've got to do their homework before they're allowed to come to the fight, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what the message was, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he said he spoke to his big brother, who's at college, and his big brother's going to bring some mates down on BMXs, and there's going to be some trouble from about 8.
Oh, no. Oh, God, we know how to pick a fight, don't we? Yeah. No.
Anyway, on to Don Antonacci. He's a scary-sounding kind of guy, and he's most upset.
He is indeed. Right, let's have a quick listen to this clip, then. Here we go.
This is an outrage. La Camorra di Lupo 359 will not stand for this. These truckers bring in their ships here, without my permissions. This will not do. Giuseppe, what are you doing?
I'm sticking this beam laser on my Viper, Papa.
Giuseppe, you know that a Class 5 beam laser will not fit on a Viper.
But I want to win, Papa.
Bravo, Giuseppe, but please, stop scratching without a cannon. You're going to hurt someone. Now go play with your Viper. Ah, how I wish I still flew my Mamba. I must ride back to this gluttony fang. He's a hairy dog, but he did send Bellissime Fiori to Mama. Anyone who sends flowers to Mama must be a good man. We will help these code against the truckers.
He has grandi denti, Papa.
Si, Giuseppe. Always trust a hairy dog with big teeth. Now, this psycho cow. Where is that the pony, and who has my saw?
I hope he was just giving it a haircut.
I think he works for McTargoids.
Yeah, it does sound like he's possibly preparing some fresh food. Oh my God.
That's he terrifying. Is one scary, scary mafia boss. Yeah, the Wolf 359 Camorra that he was talking about, yeah, they are a scary pirate outfit, and apparently they've invited all their buddies to come and help.
Can we maybe take it somewhere else? Can we maybe just...
Well, the worst bit is, you know, he then sent an email out to all his buddies, and you know that Alvin intercepted it, yeah?
Did he?
Yeah.
He's a clever dog, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he could fly a sidewinder with those paws.
You know what, I've seen him in combat as well, and I wouldn't fancy anyone's chances up against him. He has almost cat-like reflexes.
Yeah, I mean, anybody says the word, see him off, Alvin, and that's it, they've had it.
They've had it. So, do you have that?
We have rumours that we have that one.
Oh, hold on, so I'm not checking my email from Alvin yet. I just tend to put them into the folder marked ignore. Hold on, so.
I think Alvin just wrote Don Antonacci, Don Antonacci, Don Antonacci in all the messages.
I see it. I've got it. Here it is. All right, shall we listen to this one then? I don't know if I want to.
He's a menacing son of a gun, isn't he?
All right, here we go. I'm thinking I might need some new underwear.
Good evening. This is Don Antonacci. This mammoth matchup needs your help. Both sides have done a fantastic job of getting behind this event, as well as getting active in the community generally. My family approves. Now, I don't want to show any bias, but I am calling on all pirate crews to band together to quash this rebellion and destroy the evil Senator Vin and Princess Psycho Cow. Imagine how bad this will be if a trucker group manages to pull enough people to defeat one of the best known and disreputable, in the best way possible, groups in the game. I think it is all of our moral duty to stand strong and say, you shall not pass. If you wanted to lend your lances to the code, send me an email, ASAP, and we will get you in touch and promote your support. Can the mercenary legions of Mercs of Mikun help, or the pirate group of Ronin of Amarak? Lots of love, Don Antonacci.
That was only marginally less scary, but slightly more insulting. Don.
I didn't realise you were a princess.
No, well, you know, I hide it well. It's like something to do with the fact that I pee in my bed. I'm sure there's something about a princess and peeing in bed.
Peeing in bed, yeah.
Can I just say, voice sounds very familiar. I'm sure I've heard that voice somewhere before, but not with the...
Did you go to EGX? I'm pretty sure he was at EGX.
No, I was stuck here.
I'm pretty sure he was at EGX, and I'm sure we've seen him before on some other live broadcast somewhere.
Mm. Yeah, I think you say he's a kind of short guy, you know? He makes Ed Lewis look tall.
Do not poke the bear, okay? Don't open that can of worms. He's already going to come and kill us all, so shh, don't mention it.
Does he drive a red car, a red sports car by some...
Oh, probably. I mean, it's basically you can afford it. So, yeah, that was quite a haunting... I've got an idea. Hold on a second. I'm going to put on my best impression, and I'm going to intercept his emails and get everybody who's interested in supporting him to email Alvin. So, here we go. Okay, we're just going to pretend it's just carrying on. So, if you want to support the code, then send your emails to iatookapart@huttonorbital.com and we will do our best.
No. Okay. We have conclusive proof that it wasn't you.
No, it's definitely not me. I'm the princess. Oh, I just do princess things. That's what I do.
Right. Come on, we're serious here. These guys have thrown down the gauntlet and... oh dear, I think we're going to die horribly at the end of Pointy Vipers.
I've got a feeling that even if we win the war on Saturday, it's not going to be over for quite some time. But yes, if you want to get involved, guys, you've got to get involved. Remember, this is a beta blowout. There is nothing to lose, there is nothing to gain by not taking part. There's everything to gain by coming along and joining us. So in beta, we will be broadcasting for the entirety of this event from 8 p.m. onwards. We're expecting a strong code resistance past 9 p.m. I think is the time they're quoting. And
yeah, well, they said that's when they get home, they've done the homework, that kind of... I'm being mean, aren't I?
I think one of them has to tidy his room first before he's allowed in. So,
what they've said is these guys are from other time zones. So they'll be online. The real hairy, scary digital Mandalorian brackets code boss close brackets will be online from about 9 p.m. There are plenty of pirates out before that, though.
Yeah, so we're expecting to have good contests, and in fact, as you say, we're in training some pilots tonight. If you want to join them, jump onto the beta, get down to Wolf359, message Evenstar or Zaphod Beeble, who'll be along later on, or Spike, Commander Spike, who's out there, and they will help you get set up. Turn up in a Cobra or a Viper, it doesn't matter which. This is practice and to try to practice some tactics, so get along and they can help you out. If you are wanting to pledge your support to the code or let us know that your particular group is coming along, how do they get in touch, Dave?
Well, they turn up in a Viper.
But if they want to let us know that they're coming along, add Psycho Cow to your friends list, add Van de Un to your friends list, and send us a message on the night, or send us an email to itookpart@hutnorbital.com, and we will give you a shout out on the air. Remember, the station does not
say there's also
prejudice.
Yeah, well, we do. Yeah. If anybody turns up in something that's not a Viper or a Cobra, it's fair game. So we are prejudiced against anacondas. We're prejudiced against vultures. We're prejudiced against NPCs.
Yes, sir, the NPCs must die. It doesn't matter what side they're on. What I was trying to say was if they want to get a shout out, they need to get in touch with us and we'll give you a shout out live on the show. If you're not dead and you're able to get to your comms, then send a message to Psycho Cow or Van de Un and we will shout you out live as the war and the battle unfolds. If you've been involved in a battle, if you're in an instance and you have killed everybody and you're looking for more opposition, then add us on your friend list, Psycho Cow or Van de Un, and we will be happy to send some more people your way as best we can. So
we have a camera person as well, as a reminder to anybody turning up in unarmed haulers, you're more than welcome to act as our camera crew and Twitch live. We have a Mir Fnar, I think it's pronounced Mir Fnar, who has already signed up as one of our camera crew. So if anybody sees Mir Fnar out there, don't shoot them.
That's fantastic. Well, I think what we'll do just now is we'll jump for a quick advert break and be right back after these messages. If you're listening on the stream, you may well get some real-world adverts. Enjoy! For everybody else, you have to listen to whatever nonsense I pick, so tough. That's the case. You have no choice. So here we go. I'm going to go with that one.
I say, old chap, isn't it early to be drinking? Centauri Mega Gin, don't mind if I do. Oh, bugger. I appear to have dropped my cocktail stick.
Centauri Mega Gin, for the gentleman in you.
McThargoids. Everyone loves McThargoids. There's no other restaurant within a 10-hour flying radius, and with no fly-through, you absolutely have to park up and get stuck in, because frankly, there's nowhere else to go. But while you're here, if meaty and fun in a hut-and-shaped bun tickles your fancy, then the McDistance Burger is for you. A mature and hard-to-chew burger layered with so much grated Trumbull, it's for out. Just like the station, and a flavour you won't soon forget. We know that a long journey can leave even the most relaxed pilot stressed out. But at McThargoids, we know stressed is dessert, spelt backwards. So why not try a Hutton Orbital McWhippy, made from equal parts raspberry and chango fish sauce. It's the taste that will chill and thrill. Discovered after all the supplies had run out and delivery drivers couldn't be bothered to make the journey, the McFishbury is now one of the Orbital's favourite desserts. Or maybe you should try our McMutton Orbital. Our lamb patty is possibly one of the freshest meats we offer, and this is due to our unique deal with the supplier. They simply ship a load of lambs to us, and by the time they are here, they are matured and tasty and ready to harvest. So, pop into Hutton McThargoids today! Delivery service has been suspended while we wait for our drivers to return. All ingredients are guaranteed fresh prior to delivery to the station. All meat products come with a waiver. McThargoids. Flavour that stays the distance.
And it stays with you for a long time after you've eaten it as well, I believe.
I think it was only like the other day there, I had a slight burp and I thought, oh, McThargoids.
Is Cubicle 3 still blocked as well?
I don't know. Actually, we need to sort of check and see if we can get a tech report. Certainly we need that before the 10th, because if people are going up there to load up on mugs, the last thing they need is a queue at the cubicles again. Oh, God, no. Just imagine it. I mean, there's one thing when you've got no receptacles, but then to have, that tempting 32 tons of mugs in the back there, you might just be tempted to fill them. Now, if you want to watch what's happening tonight on the Twitch or the remote TV cams that we've got installed for tonight's hot shit training exercises, which are going on just now, then if you go to tinyurl.com/hotshitpart2, 2, and that's the number 2. It will then give you the choice of watching either Evenstar, who is training people there, or Commander Spike. So you can pick one of the two. Later on, Zaphod Beeble may be around, so you may get a third one, but at the moment we've only got those two in the game and active. So those channels are currently broadcasting on your frequency, so go and tune in. Alien, are you joining us on Saturday night for this war, or...?
Oh, I'll be there. I've got some... tactical war paint on my Cobra. I've got the Cobra Pirate Faction paint job, so I'll be in a Cobra, so no one in a Cobra will shoot me, and I'll have the Pirate Faction paint job, so none of the pirates will shoot me. I think I'm being clever.
I'm not sure that's going to work.
I'm turning up in my weapon of choice, which of course is an unarmed T6, because I'm going to tempt those pirates to go away from the main group and take me on. I think that might be the best.
You were aware of the rules that means that everybody's going to shoot you, yeah?
But I'm an unarmed T6.
And therefore fair game.
Okay. Okay, I suppose I could dust off a Cobra. Let's go find one. So, if you're going to watch them doing the train tonight and get some tips, in fact, maybe I should be watching. I might have to go and join them, actually.
Well, give it a couple of seconds first. So, we've got two stations over in Wolf 359.
Yes, we do indeed.
We've got... come on, quick, fill me in.
We have Powell High, which is the Codes operation base, and then we have another one which is called Lomas Orbiter, Lomas Orbiter, which they're both Orbis stations. They're both very pretty, and I think they're both either equally good or equally useless, because I don't think either of them sell Cobras.
No, the only thing they do is cash in vouchers. Neither of them sell ships. They sell reloads, I think, and fuel, but they're a safe haven, but they're not very good for buying stuff.
So before the whole event kicks off, the first thing you do want to do is go and dock at one of the stations, preferably the one on your side, because there might be nothing more tempting to a pirate or to Hutton Truckers than a Viper coming out of that station. I can't see it getting even far enough to jump. It's going to be toast before it gets out. So make sure you go to Powell High if you're in a Viper. And if you're in a Cobra Mark III, you want to go to Lomas Orbiter. Dock there before the event, because in the point where you are destroyed, you can use your insurance to pay for your new replacement ship, and it will take you straight back to that station, thus avoiding any lengthy flights from wherever you came from. That is how this will be. So once we've got everyone based out of that station, it's just going to be a case of winging up with people who are there, going in your ring of four, out to the combat zone, and you have to pick a side. Now, we were kind of hoping that you could pick Code or Hutton Truckers, but that's not possible. So we have divided the two different sides that are involved in the combat conflict zone. And Dave, do you have those details?
Yes, we have the Camorra of Don Antonacci, who are the local pirate faction, and they are supporting the Code. So if you turn up and you click on the Camorra as your team, the NPCs from that side will support you, and you'll get some credits for making the kills as well. If you are a trucker, pick the other one.
Which is?
Hell.
That's me deliberately putting you in the spot there, I'm sorry.
I'm going for it. Hang on. No, you've asked it now. I'm scrolling back up again. I took a picture. I put it up on the forums. Give me... It's something like the Wolf's 359 Blue Man Group. Or, hang on a second, it is the Union of Wolf 359 Labour. There we go.
Right, so we truckers are working for the union. Get yourself over there and join up with that union. If you're a pirate, if you're a pirate or a farmer, then you ought to be going on the other side, which was, what again, the Conquistador.
The Wolf 359 Jet Camorra, or the Camorra de Lupi... 359. I don't know how I know that.
Yeah, I think someone's been on the books today. Well, you know what? I don't think we've played any music in a wee while. So I think maybe we'll have a couple of tunes to sort of get ourselves in, we'll have a wee think about what we're going to do when we come back, but we might be signing off, but I'll just double check on all this information. We'll see if Zaphod has turned up. We might go and have a wee quick chat with the guys that are currently training and have an eavesdrop on what's going on. But while we're doing that, I'm going to play a little tune which is called Fever for the Flavour, because I like it and I've got the buttons to stuff you all, by Hot Action Cop. And it's a good song. It is a good song. No, I promise you, that's just the beginning. It gets better. So I believe, Dave, you're going to nip off. Are you? Is that right?
Yes, I've got a hot date in the bar.
Is that perchance, Commander Fletch?
No, I've got a hot date with a pie and some chips.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's rather...
They were cooked by Fletch, but we won't mention that.
Okay, no, I think you just did. Well, we were going to go and have a wee chat with the two different teams. I can see they've split up into Cobras and Vipers. So I think we'll jump in, because I can see Remclip is on Team Cobra, and we'll have a chat and a wee listen in and see what's going on in there. The newscast and this broadcast will be available very shortly after we conclude in the next 5 minutes on the huttonorbital.com website. If you go to the ancient artifacts page, which you can link to on the bottom of the front page, it's a wee blue writing links in the bottom right, and you'll be able to listen to there. You'll be able to hear the old truckers chat as well, that's up there, and a lot of the old broadcasts, including going back to the original convoys of the Hutton Orbital Mug Run, which is great listening if you really want to kind of get nostalgic and do a sort of fake run again, and yeah, then take part. But yes, tonight is Hot Shit Part 2. This is the training session for people, for Vipers and for Cobras, to get you ready for combat on Saturday night at 8 p.m. We will be here. Join us. We'll be talking about everything. Send us messages. It's all in the beta. Remember, beta. It's the beta blowout. There is no point in making money. There is no point in losing, not worrying about losing money, because it doesn't matter. Beta will close on the 3rd, and we'll go live in the main game. It won't close on the 3rd, it closes on the 6th. It'll go live in the main game on the 6th. So you will not have anything transferred over. This means nothing whatsoever. It's the only opportunity you'll have to fight your ass off without worrying. And that's what we want to see. We want to see hell for leather. We want to see people whose shields are failing and their hull's about to go ramming just out of sheer desperation. We want to see it all. We want to see passion. We want to see fight. So come and join us on Saturday the 3rd at 8 p.m. in Wolf 359 in the beta. If you're coming to be a trucker, we want to see you at Loomis Orbiter. If you're going to be a little viper, hungry cobra, nope, cobra killer, pirate, then you want to take your vipers all the way over to Powell High, dock up, and then let's meet in the conflict zone. Stations are usually safe areas, but no.
That's yeah, and for those watching who are actually going to be joining us at the 8 o'clock kickoff, we're going to meet at our station first. We're going to wing up at the station, then we're going to fly out to the CZ. So 8 o'clock kickoff time, we're meeting at the station, then making our way out to the CZ.
And join us in the TeamSpeak channel as well. We'll organise our teams and have battle rooms and listen to, of course, Hutton Orbital Radio. Well, thanks for popping in, Dave. That was awesome and the great news. And of course, thanks for bringing those tapes of this Don Antonacci, who we need to hunt down and destroy.
Sounds very familiar, this guy.
Yeah, I said, you saw him at EGX. I'm sure you did. He was in Mufti. Right, I'm going to sign off now, and I will catch you later.
See you later on. Thank you very much. Right, well, I think it's time to jump up and have a listen to Team Cobra 1. We're going to sneak in quietly, so everyone quiet. Let's go and listen what's going on.
Cool down.
Tell them we're in here.
No psycho cow.
Ah, damn, Skip Rat spotted me. We're still broadcasting. We just thought we'd pop in and have a listen and see what's going on.
We're practicing with the versus the Vipers, but we've kind of got a problem that it seems like all the Vipers are going into one instance and all the Cobras
There's
are going into
Viper
the others.
In
so it's like a teenage kind of school dance with all the girls on one side being the Vipers and all the Cobras and the boys being on the other side, and they're all too scared to meet each other.
Either that, all the Vipers are just coming in dribs and jabs, and it's like one versus many, and the Viper doesn't last very long.
Right, well, I would suggest in those circumstances that it's probably worth winging up across the barrier of sides, so having two versus two in a wing, just to help.
Hey, that's a good idea.
If this happens on Saturday, that's exactly what I reckon we'll do. We'll just pitch two wings again, you know, so split a wing, and then once you meet in your instance, you drop the wing, and it gives everyone a chance, actually, to get
there. There goes that IP.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Commander Fleck, are you ready?
Yeah,
we have an clip.
Yeah, we've got commanders in here.
We've got commanders.
Okay.
And also, we've decided not to
fly at each other
so
until we pass. No, don't fire yet.
All
we
right,
pass
right.
each other first, and then we. Okay?
Okay.
Do it now. Here we go.
We've got commanders.
I actually
game is on.
See some network stuff.
I've got a really bad turning circle for some reason.
Blue zone on your the throttle. Commander Bam, El Masri, Fazerina, Vancaster, Flak, Frank. Iceni, Moose666, Rascon, Skiprat, and the... Right, actually, how do you say your name, THO3BGT? He's not.
I'm going to...
Skiprat, you're just above him. Can you bump him with your elbow and find out how you... In fact, how do you call him?
I've got no idea.
Theo
Big Tit. I don't know.
That might work. I'm going to go jump up to...
Theo Big Battle. I don't know.
Britain's Got Talent. Maybe he was on it in 2000.
Not in this room.
I'm going to chat to the Vipers, and then we're going to call this the end of this particular show tonight. So, good luck, guys. Enjoy it.
Enjoy, have
Cheers.
Fun.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Hit the Shield Cell booster, and I still didn't get a chance for it to kick in.
You need to go silent running, guys. They can't lock you. It's the only way to do it.
Oh, that's a good... We might have to try that, then. I haven't done much silent running.
Okay, Brox... Oh.
Sorry, I've just snuck into the Team 2 Vipers here, and they're obviously hot and disgusting.
Yarr!
Bunch of dirty
I'm a pirate,
truckers, you filthy tracker.
Get off my land!
In here we have Ben, we have Astrodamus, Commodore Brock, Evenstar, Galactic Midden, Spike, Splendor, and Tarka Dal. My God, the poor Cobras. You're having problems with instancing, I believe.
No, we're just rubbish.
we're having problems, getting our guns out and losing shields.
That was great.
Yeah, we're spending three times as long flying back from getting destroyed than we are actually doing anything.
Oh, gosh, right, okay. So,
I might have went in twice without checking my power and then lowered my weapons in twice. I've gone with no shields and no thrusters.
It's amusing, I'll grant you.
That's a good sign. Yeah, I'll have to go and watch the stream. So you've got Evenstar in here and Spike. So there's nobody in the Team Cobra at the moment giving them instructions, and yet they're still kicking your backsides. Tutors?
Well, they've got Remclip.
Oh, they've got the real pilots.
There's no need for that.
that was harsh, Grant. I'm mortally wounded now. as opposed to just wounded in the game.
Yeah, you're doing wonderful, guys. I can't lie on air. You're just not giving us a fair... You know, you're not preparing them for anything. They're going to go into this cold battle and be wiped out in a second.
For what it's worth, Grant, Midden, Commodore Brock and I are getting ourselves arranged, and we're about to head off. But, you know, we got in here and we're like, we don't have an op for. So we had to fly off to Hutton... We had to fly off to Shinot Nezra, get Vipers, get ourselves out, and then make our way back here. And then we find out we don't have any... We failed at getting ourselves out.
So Evenstar and I came into this room because everyone at first was in the Cobra room and we had no Vipers, so we've had to encourage some people to come and pretend to be pirates. Because otherwise it was me versus everyone.
Oh.
Fair enough. I'm still at Shinrata trying to get over there.
Have you managed to figure out your UI yet, Ian?
I'm just taking off with a brand new Viper.
Yay! I'll send you a wing invite then.
So there's plenty of people here. We're going to jump down and we're going to end up this broadcast. But thanks, guys. Good luck and hope you enjoy your battles. And we'll see you on Saturday with hopefully the right loadouts.
Well, I hope so.
How long away is that?
2 days. 2 days.
My Vulture, isn't it? Yeah.
So make sure you share. Problem. Well, actually, don't bother sharing it because you're Vipers and we want you on Cobras.
Yeah, we want in Cobras. So
yeah.
If I was going in my Cobra, I'd have been there about an hour ago.
Yeah. See, what we're doing is we're boosting the truckers' confidence by giving them a nice, comfortable, easy win.
That's the one. Yep.
That's really setting them up for utter destruction.
Right. Brock, can you get your gun? You can get your guns out and shoot things, can't you, Brock?
Leave it to me. Cheerio.
That's better.
Right.
See you later.
Bye. Okay, see ya.
Tell Alien. That is funny. I went into the Cobra room and they're talking about the fact that they've not seen many Vipers tonight, which is quite strange. And that when they turn, they get blown up. So I then went up into the Viper room and expecting them to be having instancing problems. But there's not. They're just rubbish. Oh, deary me. So hopefully this is not a good indicator for the weekend, but hopefully tonight's session they'll iron out their wrinkles, they'll dust off the rust, and they'll be red hot fighter pilots by then, and we won't get our asses handed to us on a plate. Although I don't hold that much hope. So currently, also we've got the two teams there, and I'm going to jump down. I think I'll move you back down as well to the lobby, Aileen, if you don't mind.
Okie dokie.
I'll put me down there because I'm going to come down in a second. We're going to jump down to the lobby in the TeamSpeak channel. So this is laveradio.teamspeak3.com, and you can pop and you can either join one of the Team Cobras or the different Viper teams who have now winged up into wings, which is great. Or you can just sit around in the lobby and chat to people like this. We have a lobby full of people. We have the ever friendly and pleasant Mr. Simon Lister I 69. Good evening, Simon. He's not here.
Far off.
Yeah, that was very good, Alien. Thank you. We have a new name, a couple of newish names. We've got Althalus. Is that right? Althalus?
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent. Commander Telchus.
Yep.
Who kicked my ass in CQC, and we had great fun in that Capture the Flag. We have Commander Ventura, who's an old friend of mine, who's currently quiet. We have John Did Fool. That is not a name that I recognise either. Are you new to the channel tonight? Don't know. Commander Macy, who I do recognise, and Odemon Crew, that dirty trucker down the bottom there. You dirty trucker!
Can I just be a bit of a geek for a minute?
Yes.
Commander Althalus, who's in the chat with us, I'm guessing got his name from the David Eddings book, The Redemption of Althalus. And if he doesn't... Go on.
That's true.
Yes. Yay! I read that book, it was boring.
Oh, everybody set your shields to repel Geek Level 7. That was
sorry,
a Geek Level 7.
Sorry, Althalus, I'm a Belgaria fan.
So we're just finishing up the broadcast for tonight, so I just wanted to sort of let everyone know that if you want to be part of...
Really?
Yeah. If you want to be part of the training session tonight, you can join one of the teams above in the TeamSpeak. You've got Red Hot Banana Rides Again. That is a wing of Vipers. We have Team 2, who's Vipers. And then we have Team 1, which is full of the Cobras, who are currently kicking the Vipers' asses. So if you want to come and join us in TeamSpeak, then it's laveradio.teamspeak3.com.
Let's do this! Let's kick some Cobras' ass!
Question.
Yeah?
Question, what about... team not even playing that particular game right now.
That's you guys. You're that team. You're just you're what we would call the social bystanders or collateral damage. I think Tel just having his dinner. What are you having?
Yes.
Oops, sorry.
Mushroom, potatoes, and meat.
We're virtually eating it with you in a virtual sense.
Oh, there's Goose4291, he's just popped in as well. How are you doing, Ventura? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
And you're still not speaking to him.
Yeah, I think he's got opposite disease. I think he talks when everyone else is talking and then goes quiet when we put him on the spot.
I've been busy, but...
Speak to us now! Oh, I know what the problem is. He's listening...
Can you not hear me?
He's listening to us on the stream rather than in TeamSpeak, isn't he?
Yes. So he's answering you 30 seconds.
Who?
Me? Yeah, you. Yes, he is. I can hear myself in the background. Right, we'll catch you later on, Venture. We're just going to go back up, play a little outro song, and we'll catch you guys later on. And are any of you planning on going up and getting involved, or are we going to have to wait until Saturday to see your skills?
No. I'm coming.
Right, we're talking about combat?
Yes.
Combat, yes.
Just checking. That's okay. No worries.
Sorry about that.
No, that's right. So, we're finishing up now. So, guys, hope you get involved. We've got the Twitch streams going, which apparently my tiny URL didn't work for, but never mind. By the time it goes out in the podcast, it'll be over. Let's see. Any of you Team Pirate?
I think the only team pirate we have in this team speak is Commander Brock, who's up there in one of the
other. There is a test. This is the test to catch you, see if you can catch a pirate.
You are a pirate.
Alien's a pirate. Kick her off.
No, he's Robbie Rotten.
Well, I've got the Aelstrom version of it, which is very Welsh and very awesome. Right, but we're going to catch you guys later on. Thank you for that. Have a fun evening.
Talk to you.
See you on Saturday, guys.
Yep. See ya.
See ya.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, Alien, any particular song we should play out tonight with? You can't talk. I forgot to give you talk permission. Oh, dearie me. What am I like? All the time. Right, yeah, sorry. Any particular song you'd like to play out tonight?
Ooh, you put me on the spot now. Well, you were asked to play Star Trekking earlier, and you didn't, so I'm going to ask for Star Trekking as well.
Okay, well, we're going to go at that. We will catch you guys. Remember, Saturday night from 8 p.m. be in Wolf 359. Pick your side with a Cobra Mark III or a Viper. Go to the right station. Cobras go to Loomis Orbiter, and Vipers go to Powell High. Dock up first, wing up at 8, and then head to the conflict zone. We will be here on the air giving instructions and shouting out those people who die. For those who are about to die, we salute you, and in true Huttorbital tunes, painful things, we are going to play you out with this horrendous tune of awesome levels. That's right, it's Star Trekking. Catch you guys on Saturday. There's Vipers on the starboard bow.
Across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe,
boldly going forward, 'cause we can't find reverse.
Lieutenant,
I got it. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Analysis.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe,
worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it.
Yep. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G.
Ah, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Worse than that, he's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
You can't change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
You can't change the script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow again!